And I'm here today to speak to you about a couple of sea changes in patent law over the last year or so. First, we're going to talk about software patentability. You're going to hear to me refer to it as the Alice decision, as we'll talk about in a moment. In June, the Supreme Court ruled, in theory, clarifying whether software is patentable. In reality, it made it murkier, but that has been a benefit to a lot of folks who have been sued for patent infringement on software patents. And that's a problem across industry segments because as much as 70 to 80% of patent litigation is over software patents. Some of that is driven by trolls or non-practicing entities, but that's also true to a lesser percentage outside of the non-practicing entity space. We're going to talk about the law. We're going to talk about some statistics that show the power of challenging the patentability of software patents. We're going to look at a few of the cases and talk about some strategies on both sides. What do you do to protect your inventions when you're trying to patent them and there's a software component, as well as how do you leverage this to protect you in a patent litigation or patent threat context? We're also going to talk, as we go through today, about a hypothetical lawsuit to give it some context. And the lawsuit is a pretty typical experience. It's the company is sued. Maybe they got a couple of letters. Perhaps they ignored them. Perhaps they responded saying, look, we don't infringe. They may have never received a letter. The complaint's the first thing that brings these patents and perhaps even the other company to their attention.